This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're live from the Greater Decatur YMCA for the WSOY MCA Challenge. We started our new challenge this week against Team Cat. Coming up, Kyle May from Fleet Feet and Spin City. They had a big open house over the weekend, huge crowd there, and they've got some great programs we'll talk about as well. But we want to introduce you, along with Molly, our trainer throughout all of this. And this is a lot of work. Thank you for all that you do. I mean, I know it sort of seems like very spontaneous, and you watch the videos, and it all looks like a lot of fun, but there's a lot of thought that goes into this.
Absolutely. I kind of look at every group session as an event.
Yeah, you do. So. And there's always a name of it, and there's we walk in, and we see what's on the floor. And yeah.
I love listening, like, you guys trying to figure out what are we going to do. What's
yeah.
Well,
that's
panic.
Just that's,
sheer panic.
But that's part of the fun. So Jennifer Heitzman and Katie Booth. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yep.
Okay, but I'll make sure I get that right. So you guys have your one class in, right? So you really, I don't know, do you have a sense of this or not?
I have a feeling it's going to ramp up in intensity today, and I'm a little scared.
Okay. Well, how was day one for both of you?
I think it was really good. Enjoyed it. It was very hard. I think I found muscles that I forgot I had.
That's okay, though, right?
Yeah.
You're going to learn to love that pain. I know that sounds crazy, but if you don't have it, something feels weird. Like if you crawl out of bed and you don't have some sort of feeling. So day one you're in. Now, you guys have already started outside of that, though, right?
Yes. We actually started doing a class on Monday nights that actually Angela, one of the trainers here at the Y.
Angela's great, yeah.
She comes to Caterpillar on Mondays and Thursdays and does a class. And so we both do the Monday night with her, too. So
you did the Monday workout and then you did the Monday night workout.
Yes. That's why I couldn't move on
Tuesday. All right. Well, so what kind of class does she do there at Caterpillar?
It varies from week to week.
Okay.
She tries different things. Power is what we did Monday. So
okay.
We did stuff with weights. So
yeah. Well, she's great. They do the Body Blast class that she teaches here, which is fantastic. So, man, I mean, they're in Monday two workouts.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, you got to watch out
yeah?
for this group.
All right. Well, okay, so you've got a team. Now, Caterpillar is a big place. I work in a very small company. You know, we all see each other every day. You got a big place with all kinds of people. I always cracks me up when people work at a place and they don't know each other because
right.
It's so big. How's your team chemistry, do you feel? We got our second workout today at noon. You guys were all amped up. You had your T-shirts and everything on Monday. Mm-hmm. Pretty good team chemistry?
Yes. All but two I've known almost the whole time I've been at Caterpillar.
Okay.
So we know each other really well. We know what triggers we have. We know the areas we struggle. We know some of our health concerns that each of us have. And I think it's going to be really great just to be able to understand, just the encouragement standpoint that, you know, it's not just about us physically, but we can also cheer on our partners.
Absolutely.
As they succeed. So that's very exciting.
Well, and there's some accountability, right, in a group sort of thing. And, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So what, Jennifer and Katie, what do you want out of this? I mean, 6 weeks from now, where would you like to be? And I don't mean like weight loss or inches lost. I mean, just in your life, where do you want to be?
I want to be more stable
yeah.
in my eating, in my exercise. I have this habit of, I'm going to be good. And then 2 weeks later, I'm right back off the wagon. So I want to be consistent. I want to be healthier. And I think this is just going to help me. It's going to be 6 weeks of ingraining this in my brain of this is what I need to do. This is how I need to eat. And so it's really going to help me.
In 6 weeks, you can do that. You absolutely can change your habits. I know that's hard to believe for most people, but you can. I mean, you can change the way so the MyFitnessPal app, at first, it's kind of a pain. You know, no one really enjoys that right off the bat. But once you get used to sort of doing that, and for some reason, when you see it, why is that? I mean, our brain knows what's in the food we're eating. I mean, but we got to put it in that app and go, oh, my God, look at the sodium. Why is that?
I think it's just accountability, and just when you look at it, it just makes it more real.
Yeah.
I guess that you're paying attention. When you're sitting there and you're mindlessly eating, you're not thinking about what those calories are, but as you're putting them in, you're starting to understand, hey, this is why I don't have energy. It's because I'm
Absolutely.
Putting this in my body. I'm not fueling my body. I'm actually just feeding it
junk.
All right, basically. Great stuff. Well, are you guys coming back with the T-shirts today? Is this going to be like a uniform?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
That was just like a show of front. I get it. Okay. Anyway, well, we're going to look forward to seeing you at noon. Thank you guys for being a part of this. I think you're going to you'll be surprised where you are in 6 weeks, I promise you. Every time, if you put the work in, you know, not everybody does in all the challenges. Most do. And if they do, in 6 weeks, you can really see a change in your life. So we hope that for both of you.
Good.
Thanks for being with us.
Do you have a minute for a quick story?
I do.
It's kind of funny that I'm sitting here with you.
Okay.
Because a few years ago, my husband won a Beef of the Day.
Oh, really?
That you used to do.
Yes.
And I don't know if you still do that.
No, we don't.
So his Beef of the Day was he actually got up in the morning, went to the dryer, pulled his jeans out, and wore his jeans to work and realized halfway through the day his jeans kind of felt weird. So he went and he looked and asked one of his coworkers to come and look at the label. He actually had my jeans. So he was so entertained, he wanted to come. He got on the radio, called for the Beef of the Day, and he actually won.
Well, I think that was a good win. I think so. Not everybody wears your wife's jeans to work.
So then again, now his wife is on a fitness thing with WSOY. So it's just a funny
small
circle.
World, isn't
small
it?
Small world.
Small world. Well, congratulations, guys. We'll see you at noon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Quick break. Back with Ride and Run with Kyle May from Fleet Feet in Spin City and Molly from the YMCA. Don't go anywhere.